Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
You know, I don't love that, but everybody's got injuries and the Lions are no different. Now, the Davenport thing is, I know it's predictable. We don't need to, you know, plow that field again. But now, are there depth guys ready to contribute in some meaningful way against, and we're not asking you to be all pro the rest of the way. Do you got a night in you? Do you got a good night in you?
Well, they went out and Brad Holmes got Tyrus Wheat and Tyler Lacy before the season began for a reason, and added them to the active roster, not the practice squad. These guys are on the 53. Mm-hmm. So why do they do that? We haven't really seen them play yet. Where I assume either of them will get an opportunity tonight with Davenport being out. Mekhi Wingo is a guy that has versatility to play inside and outside. Heck, I wonder if Tyleek Williams, if they're going to move him around at all, you know, because they do like his ability to rush the passer, although maybe it's just more from the defensive tackle position. But, you know, as much as we've talked about the Tigers today and saying it's Scooble's got to be the man tomorrow night, give him, go 8 shutout innings. Isn't this an Aiden Hutchinson game too? Corral that quarterback, take him to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who we all think is a stud, is an elite pass rusher, guy who's destined to make $45, $50 million on a contract per year. Have a game tonight. Lean on him.
248-539-9797.
Yeah, this one's going to be a monster test for the Lions, I think, tonight. I think regular season Lamar, we all know, is great. You read the stats earlier, Doug. Monday night primetime Lamar is even better than regular season Lamar. I don't think you could pick and choose whether to stop the run or stop the pass. They'll kill you with either one. I think the key to tonight's game is third down and getting a key turnover or two. And I'm looking at Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph. Those two guys cause turnovers and quick momentum changes. Whether it's Brian Branch at the line of scrimmage with a forced fumble or just a third down stop, Kirby Joseph is a ball hawk. If that ball gets anywhere in the air and he's in the area, he needs to come down with it. You could give up 30 to the Ravens and still win, but you got to get that key turnover and those stops, like I said. It doesn't matter. Last week, Derrick Henry ran for 23 yards and they put up over 40 points. They put up over 40 points against the Bills. That team can score, man. And so, like I said, I think it comes down to third downs and turnovers. And I'm looking at those two guys. If it's Hutch or if it's Campbell or anybody else, awesome. But I just think Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, those are two guys I'm looking at tonight. It's like two Kyle Hamiltons almost. You know what I mean? That's how Kyle Hamilton plays for the Ravens. He's everywhere.
The other thing is that they got a problem and they really obviously have, you mentioned Andrews, Zay Flowers is one of the most targeted receivers in the NFL early in this season, has really sparked up a working relationship with Lamar. And so there's that. Now, when the Lions have the football, it's a whole different thing. And there are keys to the game on that side of the ball. We will get to them next. And we want to ask you, do you think they're going to do this? I think the Lions win this game. Do they go to Baltimore as a dog? The Ravens opened as a 6-point favorite. Now they're a 4-point favorite. People were taking the Lions and the points, and it's worked its way down to 4. And maybe it's Matt Abuike's injury. Maybe it's Kyle Van Noy's injury. You mentioned likely. So it feels like, you know, people are putting money on the Lions, but that, you know, whether that has any impact on what's actually going to happen is debatable. But do you think the Lions get this win? And if so, why? 248-539-9797. We'll talk about when the Lions have the football next. And take your phone calls and feedback. You tell us why you think the Lions will or won't win this game. Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket. Right now,
Minor, huh?
Minor. Okay. In the next 15 minutes, we will have start times announced for Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan hosting Wisconsin, Michigan State at Nebraska.
Oh, not the actual Michigan-Michigan State game.
No, for their games, their next Michigan-Michigan State games. They both have this week off. Start times are about to be announced for the, I think it's October 4th games. October 4th, October 5th, whatever it is. I think Michigan and Wisconsin's going to be a nooner. I think Michigan State, Nebraska is going to be the 3:30 CBS game.
Oh, I'm all right with yep. that.
Saw Gary this weekend.
How is Gary? Gary Danielson.
Gary Danielson, yeah. I love Gary. I've known him for a long time. This is last year, but I always like seeing Gary. Gary's good dude. Really, really good dude.
I saw before you were kind enough to include me on a text message. Fred, I appreciate that.
Yep.
That showed a video of you presenting Jansen with what looked like a brontosaurus rib.
Yep. Yep. It made the TV show if people want to stream on YouTube Inside Michigan Football. Yes, and Gary was in that video.
Yes.
That part didn't make the air, but Gary was there, and Gary's funny.
That was a massive rib.
It was, and the best response, because I sent it to you, Evan, and Kang, and Kang's response was hysterical, because I'm presenting this thing to John, and John is so excited. He's so excited.
His face lit up. Absolutely lit up.
Gator says, John looks so happy. Evan said, one of the greatest surprises of his life. Kang then said, John looks happier than when his kids were born. It's like the doctor turned to him and said, congratulations, it's a barbecued rib.
Whose face? I don't think you could bottle that up. And like, I don't think we can describe how happy John was. Like, he was so pleasantly surprised. Like, he turns, Doug hands him a plate with this gorgeous, gorgeous rib on it. And he smiles from ear to ear, and he's like, for me? Right. Oh, my God. Like,
God, it's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
Right?
Well, the elation was 100% pure.
Yes.
You can see it at the end of our show this week, Inside Michigan Football. Go to YouTube, and right at the end. John actually did Jansen Vision, where he uses the telestrator and circles the parts of the giant short rib that he liked the most, and circled his face.
So good.
Yeah.
Doug, you know, you always say, like, you know, you don't eat the other white meat.
Yeah.
But you say you always kind of feel envious with the ribs,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Did that make you at all want a little piece of that rib?
No, it didn't. But I did, you know, where I got the rib also had lobster mac and cheese. And that was tempting. But I don't like to eat on game days.
In case you gotta.
Just meditate. It goes away.
Yeah, it doesn't. But they, I don't, for a variety of reasons. Any kind of sodium is really messes with my voice, and so if I do eat anything, it's bland. I have like melon.
Doug's the one who eats honeydew.
Yep.
There you go. Honey, don't.
I mean, if it's a night game, I really can't go the whole day without eating. But if it's, and I'll have a
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.